The Midnight Snack podcast would like to acknowledge the Dharawal and Bidjigal people as the traditional custodians of the land we are recording on today.
We would like to pay respects to elders both past and present and extend our respects to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people across this nation listening today.
What up, everyone? This is Lolly with an I, not a Y. Get it right.
This is Roo, aka the Cultured Black Kid.
And you're listening to the Midnight Snack podcast.
Let's go. Australia's tastiest podcast and your one-stop shop for all things juicy in the culture, here to bring you the latest, the greatest, and to add to your playlist. As you can hear in this intro, I'm doing the solo dolo. My co-host Lolly is out today. She's a little bit under the weather, but hopefully she will get better soon. So rest up, Lolly. We are looking forward to having you back, hopefully next week. But to fill in, we got one of the two producers of the pod, Rennie.
This
is your first solo.
Yo, what's up?
How you doing?
I'm good, bro. I'm good. I'm really, really good.
That's good. What you been up to?
Man, I've been on annual leave, just kicking back, listening to some tunes, fixing up the studio. Nice. The setup's a bit different now. You guys have come through and it's been some good nights.
Nice. That's really good to hear. Obviously, I've been in that studio a couple of times for, you know, some kickbacks and whatnot, but and obviously some business. But yeah, the new setup is 100 million times better than the old cramped setup. So
how dare you?
I thought you'd be happy that new setup is better. You like living in that little
cube? Mate, you gotta appreciate what you got, right? Hey, did you ever start off? What kind of microphone did you start off with, man?
With me? Yeah, no, you right. I borrowed my friends at school.
I started off with a webcam, man.
Hey, you know, started from the bottom and now we're here.
That's it.
But yeah, no, I am doing well myself. It's been another good week, and it's been a good week, especially on the backs of me and you going to Tyler, the creator.
Yes, sir.
And that was a great experience. So firstly, I was meant to go with my girl, Michelle, but she got COVID. So unfortunately, she had to tap out. And yeah, that's all right. I got her a t-shirt. don't you guys worry.
And it was FaceTiming her while the show was happening. So yes. She could also see.
Yes, especially in the songs that she especially wanted to hear from. But instead, I brought my guy, Rennie. Rennie, overall thoughts of that Tyler show?
What do you think? I've got to say, I appreciate you sending me the ticket. Thank you, Ramesh, as well.
Thank you for getting COVID.
Sorry. But yeah, no, honestly, the show was dope. We were talking about the setup. So it was like this 3D pyramid sort of path.
It's like a hill. Up.
It was like a nice little hill, yeah, with steps, and the background was changing throughout the whole thing. And it really made it feel like a three-dimensional show. The pyrotechnics were insane.
Ridiculous. They
had fireballs popping out of everywhere and flashing lights, spotlights on him. He carried himself so well as a solo artist.
Yeah, no, 100%. And one thing that I thought throughout the performance was, how does this guy have the stamina and like the energy to continue for an hour and 15 minutes consistently sprinting across the stage, yelling?
He sprinted, man.
Yeah. Yeah. It was absolutely ridiculous. I think one of the favorite songs that he performed personally was Boredom, because he did like a group chant. He pointed to one side of the crowd to stage sing the hook, yep. And then they didn't sing as loud, and he's like, trash. Other side, sing the hook. And it was a really fun moment. What was one song that stood out to you during the concert?
Who that boy? Who he yeah. is.
The pyrotechnics were crazy on that one.
That
too.
Was the best.
That was ridiculous.
I really wished he brought out ASAP Rocky, man. That would have been dope.
That would have been crazy. That would have been
insane. But hey, that been we couldn't crazy. Get Kaliuchis here. So,
yeah.
But still, shout out to Tierra Whack.
Yes.
Still
yeah.
dope.
Yeah, 100%. But yeah, no, excited for Tyler to come back whenever that is, whenever he drops a new album, because it's already been a year since Call Me If You Get Lost. And, you know, I'm already feeling for another one, for sure. So,
same.
Yeah, if you were privileged to go see Tyler, it was amazing. I hope you enjoyed it as well. And if you didn't, that's cool. Hopefully you maybe got tickets to Kendrick. But Speaking of music, because you know this is the music episode, we on Tuesday here. We're going to catch you on Thursday for the little bit of news. We are going to get into our music for this week, and that includes a new single from Young and Lips that we're going to delve into, as well as a couple more. All that right after this. All right, we are back. Let us get into our music for this week. And let's start with this Young and Lips single called Pop Out. It is his second single in a little bit of while. He put out a single a few months ago called Go. I think more towards the top of the year. Personally, I didn't really enjoy that song as much. It had a lot. It wasn't in a style that I've known Young and Lips to be in. I think it was more in like a funk.
No, funk style. No,
it wasn't funk. It was
more of that EDM sort of trance type of. Look, I'm not really a big expert in this field, but hey, it's something that I hear often when we talk about raves and stuff. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, it was. I knew it wasn't hip hop. It wasn't hip hop. No. It wasn't trap. It wasn't drill. It was yeah. I think EDM. You are correct with that. But he dropped that earlier in the year. I was not a fan of that song. Were you? Did you enjoy that song at all?
Yes, I did. Actually.
You did enjoy that song. Okay.
I did. I actually really did. Yeah, it was nice and refreshing, especially to hear how I guess genre diverse Young and Lips can be. Because he's gone from that misunderstood sound to go and then to pop out. Like it's all happening and. It's really nice to hear that diversity, especially from someone from the Southwest. So shout outs to Young and Lips, man.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And I totally understand that take about diversity and whatnot. But it seems like he's come a little bit closer to his roots with this new song, single Pop Out, which I personally enjoy this song for the same reason why I enjoy the song Start With Me by Roddy Ricch. It's got that little bounce to it. It's nice. Headbop music. It's nothing too deep, but you chuck it on at like a party, a kickback. It's solid to put in the background and vibe too, I think.
Yeah, something to warm up the Getty.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. It's not one of the cuts that you put on when everyone's there and people are on the floor and singing along to stuff. It's definitely more of a warm up.
Yeah,
a warm up track for sure. And I wrote that the hook is nothing special, but it's still. Each line hits somewhat hard if you really, pinpoint them or really go through the hook, sit there, look at the lyrics. So, and I think the melody is pretty catchy in the hook as well. But yeah, no, I think that's all my notes on Pop Out. What else do you have on Pop Out?
I like the yeah, nah. That was a very sneaky, cheeky little line that he wrote down. I think it was a nice nod to us as Aussies. So.
Mm.
Good shit. Good shit. It is.
Yeah, no, I always like when, Aussie artists obviously reference our culture and little things like, yeah, nah, in their lyrics. It's like, yes.
And it still totally sounds G when he sings it. So it's all good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have any more thoughts on the song. Do you have any other further points? Nah. How would you rate this song?
I'd give it a 3 out of 5, I guess. For me, it's a good song to have on the playlist, but it's not an all the time sort of track. So here and there, pretty decent. Still looking forward to hearing what Lips is going to bring out in the future. Yeah. And you?
I agree with your thoughts on 3 out of 5. I also say a 3 out of 5. Like I said, it's simple.
Don't copy me.
No, I'm not copying you.
I know you with your high ratings and this and that. Apparently HR spoke to you about that.
Apparently, HRBU.
All right, go on, move it on. What are we doing?
Yes, I gave it a 3 out of 5, I guess. If you want, go check out this new Young and Lips song, Pop Out. Let's move on to the second song we're going to look at today, which is a new song by Chanel Lauren, Some Other Time, featuring Oz. Chanel put out a song earlier this year called Playlist that I really, really enjoyed. It's actually one of my favorite songs from artists that are locally grown
even though she's from England, who are local artists. And yeah, I think Some Other Time is also going to fit into that category when this year ends up, when me and Lolly end up doing our wrap up at the end of the year. It's not as good as Playlist, but I still think it's pretty close in my personal opinion. And Disappear is definitely up there, but I like these two more. I know Chanel knows her way around time signatures and polyrhythms, because every time I listen to one of her songs for the first time, I have no idea where to follow the beat and the melody. As soon as it comes in, I'm like, wait, okay, is this, where's the four count? I have no idea where. And then she comes in, I'm like, oh, okay, yep, it's starting to come. And then the next few times I listen, I'm like, okay, I'm prepared. But that first time, I'm never prepared for where that beat is going to come in. And I'm like, oh, this sample is it's putting me off. But no, it's really cool, personally. So I can tell that you know your theory. you know your musicianship. So the way I interpret the song, seeing as I also broke down the last song a little bit and what I thought the song meant, is the song is about she's been messing with a dude who hasn't treated her the best. However, she's still attached in some way to them. And it's kind of like a reclaiming of your time type story in the lyrics. I really enjoy her storytelling, side note. And finally, the maybe not the summertime line in the chorus especially stands out to me, because it just feels like the most R&B mixed in with, I don't know if it's Afrobeats or drill. I think we were talking about it last night and it's kind of blending together.
Look, Chunky, you amazing, amazing producer. This is what I hear, okay? I hear a little bit of that subtle drill pattern, with some synth bass, which is top notch. Like, you don't really hear that mixed with a bit of Afrobeats, dancehall, and R&B. So it's all there, but you just sort of can't pinpoint exactly what it is, which is great.
Exactly. It's great. And it feels like I said, that line, maybe not the summertime, feels like the whatever genre specifically it is in, of Wayne's way of saying, I'm about to have a hot girl summer, pretty much, in the most relaxed way possible. And then on the back end, Oz adds a cool verse in the latter half of the song. But I prefer the Chanel.
You don't fuck with Oz's verse?
It's cool. It's nothing special.
You know what? I'm gonna do the opposite. I'm gonna do the opposite of what you said. So I actually fuck with Oz's verse more than Chanel's performance. I feel like Oz knew how he was writing that beat. He was doing a mad job. Mm-hmm. Especially with how many bars he was allowed to spit for. He went in as much as he could. But in terms of storytelling, I think Chanel killed it. With Oz's actual bars, I don't think they were as hard, but they were just more focused on actually following that beat. Fucking Chunky made, man.
Yeah,
that was top notch.
I do agree that the flow personally was a little tighter than the topic, like what he was trying to bring to the story. Like, it just felt like a standard verse. I'm sure he was referencing things that was within the song's topic, but I feel like it could have been more focused in his verse.
Yeah. Agreed.
But his flow was tight. Mm. I do agree with you with that. And that's why I think I enjoy it. But what do you think? So you said you pretty much said you like the Oz part more than the Chanel part, just in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I really messed with Chunky's production. Mm-hmm. That was really tight.
Shout out to Chunky.
Shout out to Chunky, man. But what I'm trying to say is, I think that what I'm hearing is a bit too much Georgia Smith.
Okay.
For my liking. Mm-hmm. It's that whole sort of vocal fry, nonchalant, you know, but elegant sort of delivery. And I feel that I'm missing more top end. I want to hear more from this girl. I want to hear some sort of belting, because I know you got power. Mm-hmm. She's definitely got power in her vocals, and I want to hear it, man. Like, I don't want to hear just sort of muted. I want you to bring that up. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we need some new Chaka Khans, bro. I'm telling you.
Some new Whitney Houston.
That's what I'm trying to say. I'm telling you, man, there's been none. Last one was like Jennifer Hudson, man.
Yeah. At this, definitely an era of singers who are a lot more whispery, the Jhené Aikos, the Ella Mays, and I love that music. I'm not saying I don't, because I really do. I really enjoy today's R&B. That is definitely not a diss at this current scene, but I totally get what you mean, where there's no one who, or there's barely anyone who, when they sing, they are belting and like really hitting those strong, like a Mariah Carey type, like.
Yeah. If you know anybody who has this kind of voice, please DM us, because I want to listen to their music.
Mm. Yeah.
I need me some new Chaka Khan. Let's go.
Hit us up in the MKS podcast on Instagram. You know where to find us. But yeah, no. Overall, what do you give this song as a rating?
I would give it a 3. I'd give it a 3. Okay. Like I said, there were parts that I felt could have been stronger. And there are some nice highlights in there too. So just a nice balanced 3.
Okay, nice.
On yourself?
Nice. I give it a 4. If I was able to give points, like 0.5s and whatnot, I give it a 4.5. And like I said, I really, really enjoyed the song. It's been stuck in my head for the past 2 days since it's dropped. But I personally prefer Playlist just that smidge more. But I'm very, very excited to hear more Chanel going into the future. And
you know what? So am I. I want to hear, you know what I want from you? Mm-hmm. Just show us that power, man. Let's go.
Yes. No. Rennie's got his demands. I'm looking forward to what else you have coming out, Chanel. So yeah, if you don't know about this song, make sure you go check it out some other time. Chanel Lorraine featuring Oz. Yeah, go check it out. And you can stay tuned for any other songs that we are going to listen to, or that we have listened to on our MKS playlist, where it's kind of in construction right now, but hopefully next week we might be back with giving you guys the lowdown on what myself and Lolly are listening to recently. We're just kind of coming up with a new structure of how to provide that to you. But yeah, no, we're definitely going to come back with some fresh new songs, some Accidental Curly Fries if you like. And that's my nice little segue into our segment called Accidental Curly Fry. So this is the part of the pod where we share some music that we just kind of sort of came across without really looking, kind of like finding an accidental curly fry in a bowl of chips, a nice little surprise. There's always so much good music out there. And here at MKS, we don't always get the chance to review it all. So this is just a little sneak peek into what's happening in the scene. Now, Reynold.
Yo.
Would you like to go first? What is your accidental curly fry?
My accidental curly fry. As I've turned 30, I created a playlist called 30 League.
30.
And it's just for me. that's me. Hey. I was watching Freaky Friday. That was dope. Anyway. no, that's not it. It was Suddenly 30.
The movie?
30. Yeah.
I've never seen either of those. Okay. I know the song Freaky Friday.
Look, it was a chick flick, but anyway, that's not what the song's about. You just said 30-30, so I thought about it. Anyway, point is, my accidental curly fry is Are You Entertained by Russ featuring Ed Sheeran.
Oh, yeah.
This song is bomb, man. Showed AJ last night when he came through with you. And I knew AJ was gonna mess with it because he loves Ed Sheeran and he hates Russ
so much.
But who is it? One of his favorite podcasters.
Yep.
I can't remember. His favorite artist is Russ. Yep. So he's like, I have to like Russ now. But yeah, this song was banger, man. And Ed went in.
Yeah, he did.
I love seeing Ed Sheeran on like a hip hop track. The last one that I really liked was the one with Travis. Paranoid, I think. No. Antisocial. Anyway, yes, that's mine.
Nice. And mine is my homie Koma. He put out a song called Friends with Luna on the production, who bodied it. Brito, also featuring Certified Head Bopper. Like I said, Luna bodied the production on this. And yeah, there's not much else to say. Definitely go check that out. But also, if you want to go check some out, you can go check out Koma and Luna, who are have a gig to celebrate the release of their album, which is going to be on September 1st. And if you want to, you can come catch me perform Great With You alongside Koma, our song that we put out together earlier this year. One of my nice little features for this year. And yeah, shout out to Koma, Friends, Luna, Ritter. Like I said, certified head bopper. And yeah, definitely go check out that Russ Ed Sheeran song. Are You Entertained?
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of the song. Yeah, yeah. Are You Entertained? I just That's have to double check. And yeah, like I said, stay tuned for our playlist return. It's coming soon. So then you get to know the lowdown on what myself and Lolly are listening to on the weekly. But also just one more quick gig plug before Rennie and I get out of here for this Tuesday and we see you in a couple days.
Oh, you're talking about our gig?
Yeah.
we're doing the drop-in on the 28th of August.
Yes,
that's
sir.
A Sunday, 5 p.m. I think around 5:30 we'll be jumping on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something like that. So more nice. Details to come.
Nice. Shout out to the Cheat Coders, Rennie, Rue, maybe a couple friends. You never know who might pull up to this nice little cheeky quick gig that we're gonna do. Shout out to the drop in, and yeah, I'm looking forward to that. You got anything else, Rennie, you would like to say before you let these people go for this lovely Tuesday?
Get ready for some new Rennie and Rue, man.
Yes, sir. R&M coming soon.
That's it.
And we're not talking about Malibu.
We're talking about Renesy and Malibu. That's just to clarify.
Yeah, you know. Anyway, okay. That's enough. Let's wrap it there. Okay. I have been Rue, aka the Culture Black Kid.
And my name is Rennie. And you can find me at Rennie Don't Play Like That on all socials.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You can also find us all at MKS Podcast on Instagram and on TikTok. Make sure you go give us a follow. And yeah, we'll catch you next time. This has been Australia's Tastiest Podcast, your one-stop shop for all things juicy in the culture. We out.
Peace.
The Midnight Snack Podcast is hosted by Lolly and Rue and executive produced by AJ and Rennie of Midnight Group. Theme song and transition music by Midnight Sound. Be sure to follow us at MKS Podcast on Instagram and TikTok and DM us if you would like to suggest a topic or like your music to be possibly featured on the show. Make sure you follow us wherever you listen to your podcast, share and leave a review. It helps a lot. Stay tuned for future episodes every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Peace.